I'm Michael Speltz, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S-P-E-L-T-Z. I'm a Londonderry resident, have been for 25 years. I have two things that I would like to urge the Site Evaluation Committee to do in their deliberation. One is to consider the old engineering adage about the difference between precision and accuracy. Accuracy being a number that's close to the truth, and precision being a number that's carried out into many accurate-looking decimal places to the gnat's eyelash, but not necessarily reflecting the truth. I'll give one example, and you just heard one from the previous speaker. According to the draft EIS done by Department of Energy, under Alternative 7, which I believe is what's before the committee now, the annual reduction in wholesale electric cost in New Hampshire is $18.3 million. Now, that's wholesale, apparently. We heard a number tonight of $80 million, and I assume that's at retail. That's a really wonderful markup, 450% or so. So I suspect that we really do need to take a hard look at these numbers. And that's why I would urge the committee to look at the difference between accuracy and precision in all of the data that they've been given. And it leads directly to my second request. You showed us a slide at the very beginning that talked about the purpose of the Site Evaluation Committee, and it said in part, it's going to be a decision in which all environmental, economic, and technical issues are resolved in an integrated fashion. So I'd emphasize all issues and in an integrated fashion. The folks that work for Eversource work in stovepipes of engineering and transmission and natural resources. The folks that are going to support the committee from the Department of Transportation or Environmental Services, Fish and Game, work in their stovepipes. So I urge you to find a way to fulfill this purpose of looking at this in an integrated fashion. Finding someone as a consultant independent of the applicant that can pull all of these various facts together and help you make that ultimate decision that you have to make, where you answer the question, is this project going to result in greater benefit or greater impacts to the state and the people of New Hampshire? And I do thank you for coming to Londonderry.
Thank you.